Yes, it's Gardening Talkback time, and I'm joined by the wonderful Judy Sharp. Hello.
Hello, Amanda.
Good to see you. Now, we haven't actually discussed. What are we talking about today?
Oh, look, long list I've got here, but I've got a confession to make.
Yes.
You know how I rabbit on about my maidenhair fern?
Yes.
And I tell all our listeners, spray it, water it, spray it, water it. And I've been a bit neglectful.
Oh, you and haven't killed it, have you?
It's almost on the way out. I can't really say it out loud because the listeners are going to wonder what I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
But I went over this morning to give it a big drink of water and I thought, oh, there's some new shoots coming up. But what are all those dead ones hanging all over the place?
Oh.
So I'm lucky to have saved it.
So you're good with advice but not good in practice.
Well, I generally am. I'm so annoyed with myself. But you know what? I think it's a case of putting the aircon on early and stuff like that.
Mm. And we've got Robin from Karooa on the line.
Hello, Robin. What can I help you with today?
Hello, Judy. I heard you talking about your maiden hair.
Oh, first. So you're going to help me out, are you?
Well, I told you. I had it. It was too big for the tub, so I split it up accordingly. But any bits that looked dead, I just singed them.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember that, yeah.
And it's coming on really, really good. I gave it a good dose of Thrive and it's really, really good. So just burn any little bits off.
Okay,
it really, really works.
Robin, would I set the house on fire though?
No, I just got the gas gun.
Oh, you got the gas gun. I haven't got a gas gun.
Oh, well, whatever. You got a matchbox of matches. Now you might burn your fingers. But it doesn't ignite.
Oh, right.
It just singes it all.
Okay. I've got new shoots coming up, Robin, so I got you. I was happy with that, but not many, I can tell you.
You got it inside the house.
I always have had it inside the house.
Crikey, I wouldn't have thought it liked the heat in the winter.
Well, see, I think that's what I've done.
Yeah, you've killed it.
Well, it's been a bit of a bad winter. Mm. Well, it hasn't been that cold, but it's been miserable.
Mm.
Well, try growing some outside.
I could do that, yeah.
I think that would be better. Split it, as I said, just singe. Come by gas gun. Singe it off.
I think Robin's after your job, Judy.
I'm not.
Robin, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. And I'm sure other listeners out there will be glad for your advice too, my dear.
And, sweetheart, did you know there was a Judy that used to work for Yates?
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah, what's her last? I had her phone number. We were good friends and I've lost her phone number.
Oh, gosh, I've probably got it at home, Robin. I'll write down your phone number.
Yeah, write down my phone number.
Yeah, I will do.
Give it to Judy and tell her that Robin often thinks about you, especially when she's out in the garden.
Okay, I will do that. She's a lovely, lovely lady.
Yes, she is, like you.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks for the call, Robin. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye. Next we have Melissa from Dudley.
Hello, Melissa. What can I help you with today?
Oh, hi, Judy. So I have a white wisteria. Now, I've had it for about 9 years and it's never flowered.
Oh, really? But it grows so easy. Have you got a lot of growth on it?
Well, it's in a pot and it's always so beautiful and healthy, but it just has never flowered. And I thought, well, I'll get in now before it's the flowering season, and if you can give me any tips, what should I do with it?
Okay, Melissa, I think sulphate of potash.
I have tried that. That was a few years back.
It didn't work?
I'll try that again.
Yeah. Well, now's the time to do it, you know, before it comes out into flowering time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Look, if you've still got sulphate of potash, I'd definitely try that again.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Okay, good luck with that.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Melissa. Bye.
This is Gardening Talkback on 2NURFM and we have Ray from Cam's Wharf on the line. Hi, Ray. How can we help you today?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Hi to you guys. I have a jacaranda, quite a young jacaranda, that's about four foot high in the old measurement, and it's presently on its trunk, so it's quite thin. It's got a lot of black sort of mould and that extends up into the leaves at the top.
Right.
And I'm just wondering what I can do with that.
Right. Okay, Ray. Have you got any Manco Zeb at home?
What is it called?
Manco Zeb.
No.
Right, well, you can get some Manco Zeb. That's a fungicide. And spray it with that. That would be the best way to go, Ray.
All right, good one.
Just spray the leaves?
Spray the leaves and the trunk, and the trunk.
Okay.
Yeah,
too
and
easy.
The trunk.
Manco Zeb.
Manco Zeb, dear.
Okay, thanks, Judy.
Good luck with it. Let us know how you go.
Okay, good on you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye thanks,
now.
Ray. Bye. And we've got, is it Laurie or Laurie? I'm not sure. From Swansea. Hi, are you there?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. Is it Laurie?
Yeah, Laurie, yes.
Oh, right. And you want to talk about a peace lily?
Yes, a peace lily, the leaves is gone really dark brown, and I reported them. And they're still happening.
Right, okay, Laurie. So are they going black?
Yes.
They're going black, okay. So is it very big, the peace lily?
Yes.
Oh, it is, okay. It might be telling you that it needs repotting.
I already reported it. Maybe I would get I reported about 3 weeks ago. But it's still getting the leaves getting going brown. It's still really dark brown.
So, Laurie, how often do you water it?
Maybe once a fortnight.
Oh, right, okay. And is it inside with you?
Yes, inside, yes.
Oh, okay, my dear. Look, I water mine twice a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe need some more water then.
Oh, I think so, by the sound of it. It's letting you know it's not happy.
Oh, okay, then.
Try that.
All
try
right,
yeah, try and water
then.
It twice
Thank you very
a week.
Much. You have a lovely day.
And you
lovely
too.
Lovely talking to you.
Thank you
for the call. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we have Lorna from Mount Hutton on the line.
Hello, Lorna. What could I help you with today?
Well, I have a camellia tree. It's a good size. It's 26 years old.
Right.
It's been beautiful. But now it's already flowered. And now it's dropping leaves everywhere, and I thought it might have been too much rain, so I ignored it. But now it's
now, not. Lorna, can you tell me, is it a Sasanqua or a Japonica?
No, it's just the old-fashioned camellia tree. It's not a Japonica. It's not a Sasanqua.
Right, okay. And what's happening? Did you say it's dropping its leaves?
Yes. Since the leaves are going yellow and they're dropping leaves.
And is it in the ground or in a pot, Lorna?
No, it's in the ground.
In the ground. And I know we've had plenty of rain, but could that be the problem?
That might have been it. And I thought, well, just to make sure I'd ring and find out.
Yes, look, maybe it's telling you it needs a little bit of fertiliser now too.
All right.
So if you've got any cow manure, that's the best way to go with camellias.
Oh, right, is it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I can buy that at the shops, can't I?
Oh, of course, yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. Then
but make sure you go right out under the drip line and you water it in well.
And will that hurt the azaleas if it's new?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
So you've got azaleas underneath it.
Not underneath it, but beside it.
Beside it.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to be very careful when you put the fertiliser around, that's all.
Okay. Do I dig it in or just put it around on the top?
Look, I'd be inclined to just dig it in lightly and water it in. Water it in.
Okay, then I'll give that a try.
Yeah, and don't overdo it. We don't want to get, you know, the azaleas probably wouldn't mind it, but then again, they might object.
Yeah, they're a bit touchy.
Well, they're very surface-rooted, aren't they? So you'd burn them. So just be a bit careful, Lorna, and ring us back and let us know how it survives.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lorna. Good luck with that.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
If you'd like to ask Judy a question, 49216216 is the number to call. Now, Judy, you wanted to talk about citrus today.
I did too, but can I finish off talking about camellias?
Sure you can.
We got sidetracked then with that one, but I was going to talk about Sasanqua camellias, and they need to be trimmed back and fertilised now with a little bit of cow manure. And after you have the cow manure on, you then apply peat moss over the root surface.
Okay.
So I just wanted to add that, seeing that lady brought camellia up today.
Perfect.
Okay.
Now citrus.
Now citrus. Okie dokie. Potted citrus. I'm going to talk about ones in the ground first, I think, before I get into the potted ones. Feed citrus underneath the drip line with poultry manure. Do you, you know what the drip line is, don't you,
No,
Amanda?
I've got no idea.
Well, the drip line is at the where the leaves, at the edge of the leaves.
Right, where they drip from.
Yes, yeah. That's it. Yeah, not close to the trunk.
Oh, I see. Oh.
You've got to go out to the drip line.
Gotcha.
Okay, and you water it first, and then you put poultry manure around, and 3 weeks later apply citrus food.
Okay.
Again, watering it in. So it's time to do that now, feeding the citrus.
Mm-hmm.
So with potted citrus, you should only be fertilising with a slow release. Wonder why that would be, Amanda?
You don't want to over-fertilise?
I think the poultry manure will burn it in a pot.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And I use sudden impact for roses. Now, that's a bit silly, isn't it?
Yes, why
Judy,
is it silly?
Why are you doing that? Well, because the potted citrus loves sudden impact for roses. You see, roses and citrus like the same pH. I just give mine the sudden impact for roses. It's fantastic.
Okay.
They love it because potted citrus, you can't have heavy fertiliser on them because they'll burn. So you never use citrus food as the plant may defoliate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You knew that, of course.
I knew that. I'm all over it.
Yeah, I know. It's so good. You, when I'm sick or not coming in, you know.
Oh, look out. Oh, yeah, no, you're never allowed to be sick, Judy.
All right. Or absent.
No,
or
that's
absent.
That's right. Well, look, we've got Bob from Cameron Park on the line. He's saving me. Bob, you want to talk about jasmine today?
Hello,
yeah,
Bob.
Javelin.
Oh, javelin.
Yeah, I spoke to you recently about it, and then I think my wife said she wanted me to ring back.
Oh, right, okay, Bob. The javelin, the fertiliser.
No, the weed poison.
Oh, the weed poison. Yeah, I've just turned it back. That was on July 20th, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, look, it's only that we had a few calls about it, and I just mentioned it last time with Amanda because I felt that I didn't get enough information about it. Someone rang in and said it will burn your plants.
Well, I've got it on Nara grass, or you know, lawn, and that's all I sprayed around the lawn. It's all those broadleaf weeds through the lawn.
Right.
And I did that last week, and they're all very sick looking.
Right,
but the grass
okay.
is fine.
But the grass is fine. What kind of grass have you got, Bob?
Nara, they call it. It's a native.
Right, okay. See, all I suggested to the listeners that you read the instructions very carefully. And also to at point of contact where they buy it, someone should be able to help them with instructions, shouldn't they?
Okay, well, the directions say do not apply if weeds or turf are under stress or when frosts are imminent.
Right.
Do not use if rain is expected within 4 hours.
Right.
Do not use clippings as mulch around other plants or for composting. Do not use on bent grass or winter grass. Golf and bowling greens.
Okay, well, that's pretty explicit, Bob. Thank you for that. Yes. Yeah, because someone else did ring in after we got off air and was chatting about it, and I thought, well, I better just check up. So I'm really glad you rang today. So you do get good instructions on the package, I gather.
Yeah, well, it's just got a little like a stick on the panther about a 10-litre container.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that is for big use, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is, but I've got about 230 or 50 square metres of grass. So.
Oh, have you? Big lawn.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, thank you.
Pretty flat.
So if they get javelin, just read the instructions very carefully.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate your call.
I guess I only got it because there was a bloke across the road doing yard maintenance and, you know, mowing the lawn for the property across the road.
Right.
And I said to him about the weeds, and he said, well, get the javelin, so that'll get rid of them.
Right, and it worked for you.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Good.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us a call back, Bob. We appreciate it.
Okay, no worries.
You have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Bye. And we've got Elizabeth on the line from Nelson Bay. Thanks for holding, Elizabeth. How can we help you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. What can we do?
I heard this morning Judy talking about putting cow manure on camellias. Is horse manure the same?
No, definitely not. Sorry, dear.
Definitely not.
No, no. You probably burn it with horse manure.
Oh, okay. I thought they were similar.
Oh, yeah. Look, you probably find the horse manure will have more urine in it.
Yep. It comes from out in an open paddock.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, my daughter's got horses, but she's got acreage.
Right.
They're not in stables or anything like that. They're just out in the paddock on the farm.
Right, okay. Yeah, look, you could try it, but be very careful.
Okay. And is it okay as well for leucospermums?
For leptospermums? No, natives. No, I wouldn't put on natives, dear.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
But just, try a small amount, but just be careful it doesn't burn.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
bye.
Elizabeth. Bye. And Judy, you wanted to talk about what to do in August.
Yes, definitely. It's time to prepare the beds for new season vegetables, tomatoes particularly. And what do you think you apply for tomatoes at this time of year, Amanda?
Some kind of manure?
Cow manure.
Oh, yes.
You. Halfway there. Plus an all-purpose fertiliser.
Mm-hmm.
Now, August is the month you should be doing all your fertilising.
Okay.
Yep. And I did get called recently to a friend of mine to help her out. She'd bought some poultry manure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pruned her roses a little bit for her. And I said, no, that's where you put your poultry manure. And she said, well, what about that gardenia? I said, no. She said, but I've only got poultry manure. I said, no, you've got to get cow manure. So I hope you're listening today. Because I'll be double-checking on Wednesday if you've done the right thing. So, a hint for everyone that's listening, acid-loving plants, gardenias, moreas and buxus like cow manure.
Okay, acid for cows.
Yep.
Okay.
And don't give them poultry manure.
Okay. Poultry's for?
Poultry is for citrus and roses.
Okay.
Citrus and roses. Not many plants really like the poultry.
Mm-hmm.
But, she's got a lot of bags on her drive. But
hopefully she's still got the receipt and she can take some back.
Oh, I don't think she's going to do that, but she's probably going to kill me on Wednesday.
Well, you haven't named names, so it's okay.
I haven't, but the plants definitely need the correct type of fertiliser.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's in doubt what to fertilise with, they can always give us a ring on a Monday.
Fantastic. Mm. Anything else you want to talk about today?
No, I think I might have lost my voice now.
Your voice.
No. I think I've given enough hints out today, haven't
I? Yeah. Well, with all the rain and, we had a little bit of rain yesterday and now it's so windy. Is that a problem for a lot of plants?
I think it could be, particularly potted plants.
Okay.
I might have mentioned too, I've been taking care of Scott Sharp's big Kentia palms. And they're out in the open on my drive, so they'll be getting very dry today. So if he's lucky, I might go home and water it.
Oh.
What do you think?
You're a good mum.
Ha-ha.
You are.
I just need them off my drive, yeah. Amanda.
Well, thank you very much, Judy, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yep. Gardening Talkback.
Okay.
This is 2NURFM.